Hello and welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our online service. My name is Reverend Jennifer Speer and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I am so glad that you have joined us here today for this online service. If you do not already have a pencil and a paper or a pen and a paper, I invite you to get one of those before we begin, because there's going to be a writing exercise during this service today. And so we begin our Sunday service normally by greeting each other, by saying hi to the people that are sitting near us. And since we are home doing this physical isolation right now, I invite you to maybe just close your eyes and to think about those people that sit near you and to actually send them some love, to send them some of your love, and to see them standing in their own wholeness and standing in their own power and being immersed in a sense of peace. And to know that as you are doing that, that there are also people who are watching this recorded service and who are doing the same thing to you. They are sending you their love and seeing you stand in your own power and your own wholeness. For when we do that, we are actually sending a blessing to each other. And what a gift it is to get to participate in that, just being a part of blessing for each other. And so as we begin this service, we start with an evocation. And so I invite you just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, into that place of stillness that is within you. And so we allow the sound of that bell to assist us in just slowing down and becoming present. And so we let go of everything except this now moment. Letting go of the future and letting go of the past. Letting go of what we've been doing and what we need to do after this. And just allow ourselves to fully sink into this moment, knowing that as we do so, we are being supported by the entire universe. For in being here, we are answering a call, the call of our own inner beingness to slow down and to recognize and to remember the presence of God that is always right where we are. And so that is what I recognize right now, is that that one presence and that one power and that one life, that one beingness is right where we are. That it expresses in us and through us, that it expresses itself here today as this online service, that I open myself and allow it to flow into me and through me, that it expresses itself as this talk and as the reading and as the heart connection that we each feel with each other, and that it is expressing itself as Living Beyond Limits. And so I know that today's service is blessed, for we have opened our hearts and our minds to the influx of that one. I know that we who are listening, each and every single one of us is blessed, for we are here and receive exactly what we need to receive. We hear what we need to hear, for there is a message for each and every single one of us. We are here by divine appointment. And so I bless this service. I bless each and every one of us, knowing that we have already been blessed, and in our acceptance, that becomes real. And so I release this prayer and I say, and so it is. And so I invite our special guest to come forward now, who's going to do a reading for us, Colleen Lynn.
Good morning. Today's reading is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. I'm held in the goodness of God. If we assume an all-powerful or infinite presence and power, back of, within, and through everything, as we must, then we should realize that this power or presence, which is God, could not possibly operate against itself without destroying itself. We know of no energy in nature that can destroy itself. This means that the power back of everything actually is good. Or as Jesus said, there is none good save one, which is God. We need not worry about this, or wonder about it, or ask questions about it. It is self-evident that goodness alone can endure forever. Good is a synonym for God. Good and God mean the same thing. Therefore, the final truth and absolute reality about all things is that God is good. And since God is the divine presence right where we are, good is right where we are and ever available to us. Today, I know that my good is at hand. There is nothing unlike goodness in my experience. My whole inner being responds to this goodness, recognizes it everywhere, feeling it everywhere, seeing it everywhere. I am enveloped in it. And even as I draw this goodness to me and become saturated with it, it flows out in every direction, blessing everything it touches, helping everyone, bringing wholeness and happiness to everyone. And so it is.
Thank you so much, Colleen. Very, very nice. And so one of the things we like to do also during our service is to read our vision statement. And so I'd like to read that to you right now. It says, we are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity just by showing up to recognize and remember and sense and know the presence of the infinite that is always right where we are. That presence of spirit, of the divine, lives within us, and that it is part of our essential nature. It is the core essence of our beingness. Because it's only when we recognize and know that that is always within us that we actually have access to it. And so as we awaken to that presence that expresses within us as peace and as love and as the truth of our own wholeness and the truth of our own power, it puts us in a place of power. It puts us in a place of choice where we don't have to react, but we can actually choose our actions and choose what we do. And as we come from that place of power, we come to the world differently. We come to the world kinder and more gentle and more caring and more powerful. And so as we do that, not only are we acting as a beneficial presence in our own individual lives, but we are acting as a beneficial presence in the world because we are bringing that gift of ourselves to the world in a new way. And so I thank each and every single one of you for answering this call of the divine within you to be walking this path and to be remembering and to be bringing your light into this world in a way that is so beautiful. Thank you so much. And so here we are today at the beginning of spring. And spring is one of my favorite times of year. And part of the reason that it's one of my favorite times of year is because the trees are all leafing out in this most vibrant green color that is so pretty. And the flowers are all blooming. The daffodils are up and they're showing their sweet little faces. And the irises are blooming in all their ruffles and all their magnificence. Everything is just so pretty. And not just pretty, but everything feels so fresh and more alive than it does at other times of the year. And so also at this time of year, we have a stirring within us. We have a stirring within us to actually shake off the cobwebs of winter. And it causes us to do things like wash the windows so more light can come in and clean out our closets and get what is no longer serving us, get rid of what is no longer serving us to open ourselves for something new and something fresh. We have this need within us that comes in the springtime, this stirring within us to do something new, to get outside, even just sometimes to get outside of our normal routine. And yet here we are this year at the beginning of spring in this mode of stay safer at home. So we aren't going out as much as we normally do. In fact, maybe you are spending more time indoors, and many of us are spending much more time indoors than we normally do. We are physically isolating ourselves. And so maybe you aren't going to work right now. Or maybe you're doing your work from home. Or maybe you're doing video conferencing for your meetings at work or your social groups or even your friends. Maybe you're doing video conferencing instead of being together physically. And yet, even though we're doing this time of physical isolation, there's something that is stirring within us. There is something that is awakening from the slumber of winter within us. There is a stirring within us of wanting to do something new. And I think that that stirring comes from the part of ourselves that is absolutely connected with nature. The part of ourselves that is connected to the pull of the tides and the phases of the moon and the sun growing brighter and warmer. That something is beckoning within us. And it is beckoning within us for something to unfold. It is the pull of our own divine nature to unfold. Just like the trees and the flowers are unfolding and bringing something new and vibrant forward. And so then what do we do this spring while we are staying home during COVID-19? What do we do during this time while we are cooperating with the restrictions that have been put out? And so the title of my talk today is What's Emerging? Thomas Troward, who was one of the great influences of Ernest Holmes, who was the founder of this philosophy, said, "The divine operation is always for expansion and fuller expression. And this means the production of something beyond what has gone before, something entirely new, not included in past experiences." There's something new that is about expansion and fuller expression that is stirring within us. And so just as nature is unfolding right now, just as the nature of life is to unfold in and through nature, as we see in the plants and the flowers, that same nature of life is seeking to express in us and through us and as us. It is also not just seeking to express during this time of COVID-19 in and through us, but it is seeking and stirring within humanity at large to express as something greater, to express as something entirely new and not included in the past. And so I'm talking today about during this time of physical isolation, that time holds seeds of possibility. This time that we're in right now holds seeds of possibility for something greater to come forward. It holds seeds of possibility to do things that we've been wanting to do, but we haven't had the time to do because we've been too busy to do them. It holds seeds of possibility to actually discover what is really important to us and then to prioritize so that the things that are actually most important to us are the things that we're actually doing. This time holds the possibility to slow down and to unplug from the crazy pace that we've been living our lives. It gives us the opportunity to unplug from productivity and from the almighty dollar being the thing that drives us and runs us. It holds the possibility for self-reflection and for introspection and to decide what it is that we really want to do, to let go of some of the things that we don't want to do, to figure out when we haven't had the time to figure out how to stop some of those times. It gives us enough of a break to actually figure out how to stop doing those things and how to start doing the things that are really important to us. This time is requiring of us that we nurture our creativity, whether that is just so that we are not bored out of our minds, or we are enhancing and nurturing our creativity in discovering new ways to connect with each other and to be in the company of each other and to still be with each other. This time is inviting us to connect with ourselves, to feel and to experience our own inner beingness, our own self that's in here, that we are so busy we don't have much connection with. But we can only experience that part of ourselves when we slow down, when we unplug, when we are present in the moment and present with ourselves, connecting with ourselves. And so this is also a reminder of how important we are to each other. All of those seeds have been planted and they are coming, springing up right now. And so I read something that speaks so much to what I just said to you that I'd like to share with you. I read it online. It says, "We have created a frenzied lifestyle in which not a minute is to be wasted. We become agitated and angry in the waiting room of a doctor's office if we've been standing for more than 10 minutes or more. We grow impatient if our laser printers don't spit out at least 5 pages a minute. We cannot sit quietly in a chair for 10 minutes. We take our smartphones and our laptops with us on vacation. We go through our emails at restaurants and do our online banking while we're walking in the park. We have a chance to notice we've been living too fast. We have sold our inner selves to the devil of speed, efficiency, money, hyperconnectivity, progress. But there is something more to be regained, something more subtle, something more delicate, almost impossible to name. That is the restoration of our inner selves. By inner self, I mean that part of me that imagines, that dreams, that explores, that is constantly questioning who I am and what's important to me. My inner self is my true freedom. My inner self roots me to me. It roots me to the ground that is beneath me. The sunlight and the soil nourish my inner self, as do solitude and personal reflection. When I listen to my inner self, I hear the breathing of my spirit. I need slowness to hear them. I need vast, silent spaces in my mind. I need privacy. Without the breathing and the voice of my inner self, I am a prisoner of the frenzied world around me. I am a prisoner of my job, my money, the clothes in my closets. What am I? I need slowness and quiet to ponder the question." This is giving us the opportunity that we don't get very many times in our lives to slow down and to connect with ourselves, to connect with our own beingness. It's an opportunity, a forced opportunity. It is giving us the opportunity for something new to emerge, for something new to emerge from within us and from within life itself, and giving us the opportunity for many things to emerge in this world in which we are living. And so I know that we all have heard and have witnessed so many acts of kindness and of generosity and of caring, of reaching out to people that don't even know each other during this time of isolation, physical isolation. And so I wanted to share just a couple of those with you that I really liked that I read this week. One is about an anonymous Maryland mother who is being hailed for leaving out hundreds of bag lunches to her community. She hangs them from a table with a sign that reads, "For anyone who needs it. I will be leaving some healthy sack lunches on this table for you if you are hungry and need to eat. Made with love by a neighborhood mom in a clean and sanitized kitchen." Another one says, "A California restaurant has found a compassionate way to keep their business open while simultaneously caring for hospital staffers who are fighting the novel coronavirus. In addition to continuing their takeout and delivery services, the Tootsie restaurant in Palo Alto has been using their catering services to feed doctors and nurses at the local hospital. Since Tootsie's opened and launched this ingenious Adopt a Doctor or Nurse program earlier this month, community members have commissioned the restaurant to prepare and serve more than 2,000 meals to various hospitals in the San Francisco Bay Area. The first day alone, they had 750 requests. Not only has this catering program been helping to feed the hospital personnel during the COVID-19 outbreak, the influx of business has also helped the owner of that restaurant to rehire a number of staffers who had been forced to lay off due to the physical shutdowns that have happened. We see it all over the place. I read yesterday that there is a fabric store who is handing out fabric to anybody who is making masks. You can drive up to the curb and they will give you free fabric to make out of them. One of our neighbors came over this morning and brought masks to us to give to us that her mother has been sewing at home. There is so much outreach and care that is happening through this time. We all have this deep need to feel satisfied and to feel fulfilled. This is giving us right now the opportunity to discover within ourselves how to be satisfied and fulfilled in a different way. It is serving the opportunity of that need that we have for meaning and purpose in our life. It's giving us an opportunity to discover how can we have meaning and purpose in our life. It is fulfilling the need that we have to live in alignment with our own soul and with our own spirit, to discover how to do that. And so what I'd like to do right now is to take you through a visioning process whereby we can hear the voice of spirit within us, the voice of that infinite one and of our own soul and what it's calling for. And so I invite you to just close your eyes and to turn within. To turn within to that place within you where there is no separation between you and the infinite. That place within you where the wisdom of the universe lies. The place within you where there is only one and you are a part of it. That place within of your own beingness. And to settle into this space and to listen within and to just notice what rises into your conscious awareness. It may show up as words or pictures or feelings or symbols, but just listen to that wisdom within you. And so sinking into that place of knowing, we ask that all-knowing wisdom within us, what is seeking to emerge through me during this time? What is seeking to emerge within me right now during this time? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What is its essence or feeling tone? And I'm going to ask that again in a slightly different way. What is the highest vision of me? We ask ourselves. What is the highest vision of me that is seeking to emerge during this time? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What is its essence or feeling tone? And so I'd like to give you a minute to jot down those ideas. Could be words or pictures, phrases. What is the highest vision that is seeking to emerge through me during this time? And so I invite you to close your eyes another time and to turn to that all-knowing wisdom within you. The oneness of all. And to ask, what is the highest vision that is seeking to reveal itself right now through humanity? What is the highest vision that is seeking to emerge right now through humanity? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What is its essence? What is the highest vision that is seeking to emerge through humanity right now? One with that vision, for we are part of the whole. Our answer is clear. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What is its essence or feeling tone? And I invite you to go ahead and write that down. And so I invite you to close your eyes again and to turn back within. To that wisdom within you. And to ask yourself, what role do I play in this unfolding vision? What is mine to do? How am I being called to participate in this? What is my role to play in this? How am I being called to participate? How can I further this along? And to go ahead and write that down. And to turn within one more time. As you are already one with this vision, because you are a part of the whole and a part of the one, to ask yourself, in order to bring this vision forward, the vision for my own individual life and the vision for this collective awakening, what must I embrace? in order to bring these, both of these visions forward? What must I embrace? Knowing that this is a complete vision already within itself, what must I embrace to bring this forward? And to go ahead and write that down. And to close your eyes one last time. To rest in that knowingness within you. And to ask, in order to bring this vision fully forward in this world, what must I release? What must I release in order to bring this vision, both of these visions, forward in this world? To bring forward that which is emerging in me and that which is emerging in the world, what must I release? And to write that down. And so Henry David Thoreau said, though I do not believe that a plant will spring up where there has been no seed, I have great faith in a seed. Convince me that you have a seed there, and I am prepared to expect wonders. You have a seed that has already been planted in you. That seed has always been planted in you. This situation that we are in right now is giving you the opportunity, is giving that seed the opportunity to grow, to sprout, to send down deep roots into spirit and into your own confidence and your own soul, your own divine being, and then to reach out the branches into this world. The seed has been planted. It's always been there. This is the perfect environment for that seed to come to fruition. And so my invitation to you this week is to take time to be quiet, to take time just to be with yourself. Take time to reflect and time to listen within. To live in the question during this next week, what is it that is seeking to emerge through me? What is it that wants to emerge more fully than it ever has before? To live in the question, what opportunity is presenting itself to me right now? And to listen. It takes getting quiet and creating space for that. And as we move through this time, to be gentle with yourself and to be kind to yourself, because it can be stressful when things feel tumultuous. And to be in gratitude for all of the good that you have in your life. To be grateful for all the good that fills your life right now. And to be grateful for the good that already lives within you and that is emerging ever so greater each and every single day. Then you'll be living with a sense of fulfillment and a sense of satisfaction as we move through this time. Then you'll be living with a sense of meaning and a sense of purpose each and every day. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path of unfolding, this path of awakening, this path of bringing your spirit into this world in a way that is a blessing to everyone and everything. Blessings to you. And so I invite you right now to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I take my attention from this world, this material world, this world of effect, and instead I turn my attention to that invisible realm, that one realm that permeates everything, and recognize that this is the realm of that divine presence, that it is always everywhere that I am. It's just invisible. And that this realm is the realm of the divine. And the divine is a presence and a principle and a power of love and of wholeness and of peace. It is that which is magnificence itself, and it is the life that each and every single one of us are living. That right now, that life presence, that life principle is having its way through humanity globally in this world right now as each and every single one of us awaken to something that has been calling our names, perhaps for a long time. There is an awakening happening and a bringing forth of that spirit, that presence into this world in a way that is healing and in a way that is restorative. And in a way that brings harmony and peace and creates an opening for love to be expressed. And so today I recognize and know that this presence is always where we are. It is always right where we are. It is within us. It is around us. It fills our homes and it fills all time and space. And so today we rest in this one, knowing that the kingdom of heaven is right here. And as we turn to it, it becomes recognizable and it becomes real in our lives. And so today I just give thanks for this awakening that is occurring. I give thanks for this remembering and for this knowing. And I give thanks for this life in God. And I simply release this into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is already unfolding itself right now. And in gratitude, I say, and so it is. And so thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so glad that you did. I wanted to let you know that on Thursday nights, we are having a Zoom meeting, which is a conference, video conference chat, where we get together and do spiritual practice together and have an opportunity to share with each other, to break into small groups in rooms with each other and get to just spend some time together. So you will be receiving an email that will have the number. It is the same number that we used last week for the Zoom. So I look forward to seeing you there and I look forward to seeing you soon in person. And so blessings to you, and I will see you soon. Bye.